Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Hey Yoga Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassle on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds. You can add your own music of choice through the app's approval that goes in the background of your segment, or you can choose from the different selections that they have within the podcast app. Simple directions on how to set it up and where it can be shared. And the bonus is, the actual bonus is, you can get paid from different sponsors per segment. The app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, plus so much more. If you ever think about having a future in podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And my segment of the day is called Overcoming the Trauma That Gets in the Way of Your True Selves. There are so many different things that we can go through in life. And, you know, I was just saying this on my different video I was just making for my other platform, where, you know, we can allow ourselves to be on that fear-based type vibration without even knowing it. It's just like it could be on autopilot, especially if we've been on that vibration for so long and you're trying to allow yourself to unprogram. And a lot of times it is really not easy. It's just something that has to get better through time. If you're allowing yourself to say, you know what, I'm starting this new day and I want to be able to learn from the things that I messed up on yesterday and apply that towards my growth today. And that's what the universe sees. You know, they know what we're going through is not easy. They never placed us on a road where everything is going to come at us. We had to earn it. We had to work hard for that. You know, we had to go through a lot of different trauma that allowed us to get to that rawness within ourselves of who we truly are from the core. You know, we're breaking off the cast. You know, a lot of times we say, you know, I feel like my life is falling apart, or I feel like I'm having a nervous breakdown. It's all about departing from something that can no longer continue to be in that repetition of your existence. This is something we had to learn from. This is certain things we had to accept, appreciate. And it's kind of hard a lot of times for you to go through something very negative and appreciate it. It's like, how am I going to appreciate that? And it's like the way you have to be able to change the perspective on how you truly look at it. It just depends on how you choose to see it, how you choose to move within that. Are you moving within that change and not allowing it and constantly resisting it? Or are you allowing yourself to accept that for what it is? This helped me grow. This helped me acknowledge certain things about myself, about individuals, certain things that I had to break away from, certain things that I had to hold on close to, certain things I had to embrace just to be able to cut ties with that, because it taught me so much about myself. And, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of trauma, it just depends on, you know, how deeply rooted was it. You know, a lot of times it could be something that you went through for a couple of years. This could be something that you have gone through birth. And, you know, it can really change a person. It can make you put walls up, and it'll make you have trust issues. It just make you look at yourself differently. You look at other people differently. But it's at that point where we've been led on this path, being able to not see ourselves as the victims of what is taking place. Do not allow our situations or individuals that cause that tremendous pain to define who we truly are. This is something that had to happen. And, you know, and a lot of times it can be very, you know, you're like, you know your story. And a lot of times, you know, when you meet people and they really allow you to get in, and that means that they think highly of you, especially if you have gone through something that was very traumatic, very unfathomable. You know, I can't say that word today, trying to fathom what they went through. And a lot of times you can't, you know, do that. I used to get very angry when people say, I can just imagine what you're going through. And I'm like, don't ever do that, because you don't know what I had to deal with. You don't know the courage it took for me to step out. You know, you have a lot of strength there, and a lot of times it's just like you don't realize your tragedy is a walking inspiration for another person that's still lost in their condition of being conditioned. You know, a lot of times we have been placed on different things that our family has crossed over to us because what they didn't know at that time. And we're learning that, you know, we're in that vibration where we're cutting ties with, you know, things that has been repetitive throughout our bloodline, you know, different curses that we have came very complacent with. And these are the things that we are really changing to create better for ourselves. You know, you had to go through that pain. You had to go through mistakes, setback, impulse decisions, self-hate, you know, or you tore your own self down. You know, we're so used to, you know, being seen in a certain way. And then we tend to believe that, you know, and then when you're going to that situation of transition, you know, a lot of times they tell you to get in front of the mirror and say, you know, three or four things that's very beautiful about yourself. What do you really enjoy? You might have a kind heart, you know, you might have a real kind heart to where you have put your patience, your love, your sadness, everything aside to try to bring somebody else up because you knew what it felt like to be in a situation like that. You knew where you can encourage somebody because you've been in a situation where you were really not really supported. You know, they probably told you couldn't do this, you can't do that. They mocked you at your dreams. You know, they poked fun at different, you know, different things that you wanted to inspire to create into a reality. And then when you're meeting people that feel down on the luck about themselves, you remember what that felt like. So you put your place in your presence in their shoes of where they're placed at that time and tell them, you know, you can do anything that you want to. It's just like, see the things that you have overcome, you have conquered. You may be going through certain things still, you know, right now, but doesn't mean you're going to continue to go through them. This is just a stepping stone to get you towards your authentic self. You know, this is, you know, trying to find your authenticity within yourself is not an easy road to go through, especially if you have gone through a lot of traumatic experiences, because those painful situations can get away with ourselves because we always tend to end up acknowledging the fear that's based in that through the resistance that we do, you know, facing the things that we have gone through that placed on that traumatic role is something that you have to be accepted of. And there's a lot of times, depending on what it is that you're going through, you never want to allow yourself to reopen that surface on dealing with that. And it can really help somebody when you're doing that with yourself. And sometimes it's hard for us to see it right there at that time because we're so busy focused. It's like, do you not know what situation I was in? Do you not know what these people have done to me? You know, And those are the things that, you know, we played in our head. And I remember this, it was a short video that I got from Instagram at one time, where we don't believe in what universe and God is doing for us and applying into our lives that something can be very beautiful. And, you know, I fall short and I think of that a lot of times when I'm going through hardship that, you know, why do we don't have faith in, you know, what God is allowing us to tell us what can happen in our lives if we apply ourselves and work hard. And he says a lot of times we rehearse our pain more than we rehearse our faith, you know. And a lot of times I've, you know, just thinking about that, they gave me chills, only got me a little bit emotional. But, you know, we have rehearsed our pain for so long, and it became to that point where we created that as being our actual reality. Even though we have gone through that, it doesn't mean it has to continue to be that way. We can make the necessary changes. We can allow ourselves to apply that to the most top tier of, you know, really allowing ourselves to go through that transition. Yep, sometimes you have to get that halo dirty and say, you know what? I've had enough of that old me. I've had enough of this. I deserve happiness. I deserve peace in my life. I deserve to have a stable, you know, experience in my life and then be in an environment that matches that, you know. So I'm allowing myself to go through this and really accept it for what it is so I can be able to move on. And a lot of times it's hard for us to do that because it's accepting. We feel like we're condoning what we have gone through. We're allowing other people that have really, you know, damaged us in the worst kind of way, feeling like we became accepting of that. And it's actually not, you know, you're having to be able to allow yourself to say, okay, if I went through this type of abuse with XYZ, being able to say, okay, XYZ has done this to me. Yes, they did. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to stay in that vibration. This taught me so much about myself and showed me I can use my traumatic sequences of my life to create a power, to recognize my own power, you know, recognize my own magic that I've been bestowed with, you know, that was always there. And that trauma reintroduced me to that true self of myself. And I had to separate from things that is no longer in my life. It taught me, it helped me grow, it empowered me in so many ways. And, you know, it's just like, how can that empower you? Because if you know this is not what you want to continue to feel, these are the things where you putting your foot down and say, I know what I deserve. You know, I deserve to be at peace. I deserve to have happiness in my life. I deserve to love myself so I can get that love in return from somebody that is totally, you know, on that same vibe as me. This is going to be reciprocated in that. And when we're taking that through that process, and a lot of times it's drawn out, you know, it can be very uncomfortable. You're ready to jump ship at any time. And universe knows that. And when a lot of times when we're going through that, you're going to have your ups and downs. There are going to be days where you're angry with the world. You're angry with yourself. You know, you can feel shameful and you can feel embarrassed at times because of the things that, you know, you went through. Or you can feel very shameful of what you allowed yourself to continue to go through. And, you know, and I was saying in my other video, but never be ashamed of yourself. You know so much more than you did then. But that trauma is leading you towards your authenticity. It's allowing you to see the truth through all the illusion of lies that we tend to allow ourselves to keep eating from. It was fed to us and we allowed ourselves to keep feeding that until the point where we found out we were starving for nurture. We were starving for love. We were starving for peace, you know, equality, you know, and you have to keep showing up for yourself until you get very acquainted with that true volume of yourself. And when you're doing that, you're going to understand how much you're overcoming that trauma that took you away from your higher self, that took you away from your true self. And when you go through that, a lot of times we don't realize we can go through the most hellish trenches that we had to go through in life to heal. But then when we finally get to that place where we can cry tears of joy and say, you know, this really broke me, but it made me in such a better person. You know, these people, even if it was somebody who placed some very harsh circumstances on you, you can tell them thank you because it showed you so much about yourself that you didn't want to be looking at the things. You could end up being that same person that placed those things on you. And that's not something you want to do because they were living in pain within themselves. They only did what they knew. They only did what they were only comfortable with doing. You know, and you'll end up appreciating that, you know, for what they have done because it taught you so much about yourself. So if you're going through any kind of trauma or depression right now, you know, it will pass. You know, I know a lot of times it's hard for us to be able to see it, you know, blessings around the corner, our prayers are being answered. And a lot of times it can feel like when we're asking universe and God for different things in our life, it goes on deaf ears, but they're actually answering it in ways that we didn't expect to happen. So you allow yourself to keep going. Keep believing more than you ever believed before that you can close emotional doors to trauma of your past. It can create so much power within yourself that you never imagined. And you can allow yourself to be aggressive, to be determined and motivated to overcome things. If you were a victim at one time, you're going to be a victor that's going to triumph anything that has been placed on you for you to overcome. So do not give up on yourself. If other people want to sleep on yourself, you stay woke for yourself. If nobody supports you, you support yourself. You know, all those different things. People are in your life that don't love you. It gives you that extra chance to love yourself so much more. So I hope you were able to resonate with this. I hope y'all have a blessed weekend. Please be safe and responsible for everything you do. If you're ever on YouTube, please come check me out. I always put my, in my synopsis, I always make sure on my details of my synopsis on my podcast. I leave my contact information there. So you can come over there and check out the videos. I also make, I do a different variety for different types of empaths as well as heyokas too. A lot of us are coming up in the world and really trying to discover ourselves on every bound and every avenue. So hopefully, you know, you'll be able to come over there and let me know that you found me from my podcast. So I hope you have a blessed weekend. You know, never give up on what you truly want into your life. If it's placed into your mind, you can create it for your reality. So much love. God bless. I'm keeping you in my prayers. If you're going through anything, I promise you it's going to prepare you for something so much better than you ever imagined. Much love. God bless.